Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
An historic night.
An historic night.
Are you a hologram? CNN has hologram technology, and I fear that you are, in fact, a hologram.
Oh. I may not be here, John, but I am scratch and sniff.
I never should have brought that up. I do have one result that I want to bring up that I think is I went to school at the College of William & Mary, Go Tribe, and it's the Commonwealth of Virginia. And it's
it was very proud state.
Proud state, conservative state.
Obviously, I've got the red card here.
Right. The Commonwealth of Virginia. Virginia is for lovers of Barack Obama. He has won Virginia. Barack Obama. Virginia has not gone Democratic, I think, since
Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho.
But it's an historic night, if you will. If Barack Obama does take this election, it will be an historic night. And I think at this point in the program, it's probably a chance to take a breath, to take a moment, and to think about, you know, oftentimes this country, there are very few countries in the world that live up to their creed, mm-hmm. that live up to the documents of their founding, that all men
that's
are created
true.
Equal. And tonight,
true,
America
true.
Has proven itself on a world stage as a show country, not a tell country. They have shown that we have led up to our creed. We are what we say we are. And there's not a lot of countries, Belgium obviously excepted, that can say that because they obviously have said, look at us, we're depressed and eat cheese. But America tonight lives up to its promise.
Well, you're right, John.
Any thoughts?
He might actually win this thing. And if he does, I don't have any thoughts. But I do have a lot of feelings.
Okay.
Now, I'm no supporter of Obama. But if he does win, anyone would have to admit this is a night long overdue. We, as a nation, have reached that mountaintop because at long last, the United States have fulfilled the greatest part of freedom. We have a president who is Hawaiian. For decades, these proud people have been segregated from the rest of America, literally on an island. Hawaiian kids growing up in grass huts thought their only choice in life was selling poi on street corners or carving tiki idols just to put mahi-mahi on the table. Now they will know there are other options than trying to make it big as a ukulele player. They could be president of the United States. As Queen Lililukiani said so long ago, Mele Kalikimaka, I have a dream.
I actually think that means Merry Christmas, but the point is...
You have changed, John.
Yes. I would just like to say, if I may, and that's a beautiful sentiment that you're making, at 11 o'clock at night, Eastern Standard Time, the President of the United States is Barack Obama. sorry. I'm sorry, if I may. Let me take that back. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun on that one. CNN projects that Barack Obama is the next president of the United States of America. It is now official. He has passed the 270 electoral vote margin. California, Oregon, the electoral vote is now... It is now 297 for Barack Obama, 139 for John McCain.
John McCain.
Yeah.
McCain can still pull this thing out.
John, we're a little confused here. What are we supposed to cover now?
Nothing. Nothing, Jason. The election's over. It's over.
What? No. It can't be over. Hey guys, who wants in on a swing state exit poll bus tour?
Yes. Look, guys, it's over. The campaign is over.
No, we don't know how to do anything else, John.
We have been on the trail for 2 years, John. I missed the birth of our baby.
Oh, my God, we had a baby?
Yes, you had a baby.
Yes, a beautiful baby. I want to say boy.
John, I came over from England for this election. I haven't been home in 2 years. God, I hope somebody fed my cat. I hate to think of Meowgret Thatcher going hungry.
Everybody just calm down, will you please? Who's crying? Rob Riggle?
I'm scared, John, I'm scared. No polls, no debates, no prolonged discussions about whether or not a topic is appropriate to discuss.
I can't breathe without this election running over my gills.
First of all, it'll be fine. Second of all, why aren't you wearing pants?
Oh, don't criticize my grieving process, Stuart!
John, please don't let it end anything but that!
Asif, you're in Pakistan!
I am too upset to be confined by your logic right now, John!
Hey, I've been here for like 4 months, and this has been nuts, right? A five!
We're not gonna die. Look, guys, I know you're all scared, yeah. But there was a world out there before this election. And there's still a world out there now.
You're crazy.
I'm not.
You're mad.
He's not mad. He's crazy.
Mad means crazy.
Oh, okay.
I can prove it. Follow me to freedom.
Oh, what?
There's got to be a morning after.
Come on, that's it. You can do it. Come with me.
This way.
Smell that fresh air.
Isn't it nighttime?
Not anymore.
It's gonna be okay, Billy. It's gonna be okay.
Who are you guys?
So this is what the world looks like after President Bush.
Actually, Bush is still president for another 2.5 months.
That's our show. Congratulations to Barack Obama. Thank you very much for...
Thank you, sir.
Thanks to all our correspondents. Thanks to you all at home who've been following this election so closely. And we really appreciate all the support that you've given us. And we hope you've enjoyed this as well. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Thank you very much. Good evening. They were told to do that. Welcome to a very special live edition of The Daily Show. It is now official. We can call it at 855 hours and 2 minutes of this election night. The state of Florida and its 25 electoral votes, with 100% of its precincts reporting, will go to George W. Bush. And the crowd loves it. The final margin in the state of Florida, 5 votes to 4 votes. Now, what's interesting about that is it's an 11% victory margin for George W. Bush, a lot greater than most pundits anticipated in what was considered a very tight race. Now, we're still here crunching some numbers. We'll be here all night. But it looks like one of the most surprising things about this Florida vote is that George W. Bush got 100% of the African American vote. Shocking. Very surprising because traditionally, as you know, that's a Democratic voting bloc. Now, with Florida, George Bush now has 271 electoral votes to Al Gore's 267, meaning that George Walker Bush will take office as this nation's 43rd president of the United States. Actually, if I can, interesting fun fact about the election. Al Gore got 350,000 more votes nationally, so that's kind of funny. And kind of funny. I bet Al Gore get a big kick out of that when he hears it. Kind of amusing. Now, as is customary, immediately following an election, the losing candidate gives a concession speech, and Al Gore wasted no time this evening in giving his. He was clearly caught off guard by the loss, and my guess is in the rush, probably just jotted down some notes on the back of a napkin. Here's a speech.
Good evening.
Oh, my God, what a sore loser.
Now the U.S. Supreme Court has spoken. Let there be no doubt, while I strongly disagree with the court's decision, I accept it.
Gore added.
Before you get too wild, that was pre-cracked. I'm not a strong man.
Gore did express a conciliatory tone in his speech and talked of the spirit of unification.
Well, in that same spirit, I say to President-elect Bush that what remains of partisan rancor must now be put aside.
Whoa, I'm sorry. I was going to say something here, and I kind of blacked out when he said President-elect Bush. I'm sorry. There was a tunnel, and I saw my childhood dog, Mr. Whiskers. Then, of course, Gore thanked the people who helped him lose.
Let me say how grateful I am to all those who supported me and supported the cause for which we have fought. Tipper and I feel a deep gratitude.
Wow. Can I tell you what's weird? That is the same picture Gore used for his Have a Shitty Christmas card. And finally, the money shot.
And tonight, for the sake of our unity as a people and the strength of our democracy, I offer my concession.
Did he concede? What do we do now? Did OJ or Monica do anything today? Yes, it's been an eventful 24 hours. We're all just trying to process it and get things going. Let's take a quick look back. Today's concession came after a long night during which news channels focused on swing states, voter turnout, and in the case of CNN, a massive TV clearance sale at Circuit City. Apparently, it's one of those famous buy 150 LCDs, get one free. Ohio emerged as the pivotal state, too close to call, due to thousands of uncounted provisional ballots. Cable news viewers were on the edge of their seats, wondering, would this be another Florida?
Fox News is now projecting that President Bush will win the state of Ohio.
Oh. I guess it won't. Unfortunately, for the next 12 hours, no one else had the balls to second the call. So we waited. Meanwhile, Republicans were picking up seats right and right. They widened their majorities by 4 in the Senate, at least 2 in the House of Representatives, and even somehow gained control of the Israeli Knesset. No one knows how. They don't know how they did it. They're very good at this. How do they... One of the GOP Senate gains came at the expense of South Dakota's Tom Daschle, who had served as the Democratic minority leader. No word yet on what Daschle will do in private life, though insiders agree whatever it is, it's safe to assume he'll be ineffective. It's not pretty, folks. It's not a pretty day, but it's there. As for the big winner, he spoke at what appeared to be the W Hotel and appealed for unity.
To make this nation stronger and better, I will need your support, and I will work to earn it. I will do all I can do to deserve your trust.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to do all those things I did these first 4 years. I can change, baby. You know I can change. Give me one more. You know I love you. That's why I hit you. You know that. It's because I love you. And then it was time for the president to let the healing begin.
Reaching these goals will require the broad support of Americans. So today I want to speak to every person who voted for my opponent.
You can run, but you can't hide. I'm gonna get you. Get her alive.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.